Well, good morning, 8:35 here on WMAL. Larry Kudlow joins us now. He's a CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL. But that airs Saturdays at 7. He's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So I'm going to jump into this. It obviously dominated coverage yesterday from that Vegas shooting, but in all that noise, we see Senator Rand Paul knocking this Trump tax plan. He's quoting the Tax Policy Center here, or citing them in assessing that it possibly, quote, is possibly a 30% of middle class getting a tax hike. He says, quote, I hope the final details are better than this. What do you make of all that?
Well, I think he's wrong. I think the Tax Policy Center is always opposes Republican tax cuts, always. They're not bipartisan. A much better rack-up from the Tax Foundation, I might add, which, given the information we have, which is not really enough to make these calculations, but the Tax Foundation showed that 80%, let's call it the lower 80%, will have lower tax burdens, and the top 20% will actually have higher tax burdens. But these distributional tables are silly. It's not the point. The point is economic growth. The point is providing new incentives, rewarding investment and rewarding work effort. And let's stop penalizing investment. Let's stop the war against business. And if we want to get on with middle-class tax cuts, the single best way to do that, if you want help the middle class and you want to raise middle-income wage earners, is to slash the corporate tax for large and small businesses. And that is precisely what Donald Trump's plan is doing. I might add, Steve Moore and I and Steven Mnuchin and others worked on this during the campaign. The product that's being discussed now is still very similar to what we worked on. You want higher wages, slash business taxes. And I might add, expense, 100% expensing for new investment in equipment, and bring the foreign cash home. It's exactly the right program. And this Tax Policy Foundation is it's a nutty left-wing group. And Rand Paul ought to know better.
Right.
He's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. But he ought to know better. He has become Dr. No in the Republican caucus, frankly, for what I'll call shaky reasons. Okay, sloppy analytic reasons. I'm not sure what his goal is here. I really don't get it.
So I'm reading a piece in Business Insider, and they talk about a family where both parents work, and they make a little bit over $100,000 for a nuclear family, claiming that their taxes aren't necessarily going to go down. Is that where the cutoff is? That's what everybody wants to know. Are my taxes going to go down? And if they don't, I think it's going to be a hard sell.
Well, as I just said, the best rack-up I've seen so far. By the way, we don't know any of these details. You have a doubling of the standard deduction. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think that does? Doubling of the standard deduction is a very significant tax cut for middle-income people. You're going to get rid of the AMT. You're going to lower the tax rates. We don't know how to calculate the tax rate reduction. You're going to have something like 12, 25, and 35. Even that hasn't been totally decided yet. But those are all important things for the middle class. But again, I ask you, why are you obsessed with this story? Why? What's wrong? Let me ask you this. Suppose the top tax rates come down for the so-called wealthiest among us. Is that bad?
It seems not.
Not
if you're trying to get that 3% growth rate going.
Right. Thank you. They're the ones who make the investments that drive the economy, that start the new businesses, that start the subchapter S companies and so forth, the LLCs. They're the job creators. Why are we attacking them? I mean, I think, if anything, the White House is too defensive about this. I think all tax rates for individuals should come down. And I don't care what the why do I care what the distribution is? Why? What I'm interested in is economic growth. And I'm interested particularly this time around in boosting business investment, where we are not competitive. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world, and we have the highest effective tax rate in the world, no matter how you measure it. Companies are leaving, they're offshoring, they won't bring their money home because it gets double taxed. These are the things that need to be fixed. Some darn tax table from these left-center groups, I mean, that's what they that's all they have.
Right.
That's all they have.
And
there's not a scintilla of economic growth in there. In fact, they don't have any ideas.
Yeah, and they admit, actually, in this report that they're not dynamically scoring at all. It's just a flat score.
Of course not. I mean, it's just silliness. Why do I care? Why are you asking me these questions?
Well, let me ask you a question that only economic nerds like you would be interested in, but the rest of us should be too, which is about the Federal Reserve chair race,
yeah.
Which is to say Janet Yellen, who's headed towards the end here, President Trump could renominate her after having once said that she should be ashamed of herself, but more recently saying that she's done a good job. Should Trump renominate Janet Yellen to the head of the Federal Reserve?
Without any personal criticism of Yellen, who I think is a very smart woman, I would greatly prefer a reformer. I think the Fed's models have done a very poor job. Yellen just said the other day, for the past 20 years, their models have underperformed or not performed at all. I'd like a reformer. I think they need a shuffle there. The senior staff of the Fed runs that place, along with the chairperson. And economic growth... Here's the nub of it. It goes with your tax question. Economic growth does not cause inflation. More people working at higher wages does not cause inflation. And that is a cornerstone of the Fed's modeling.
Yes.
For decades, and they are wrong. In fact, they've been proven wrong again. We need a younger reformer. My own choice is Kevin Warsh, who has written extensively about this. There are other good candidates out there, but I think you need to. In a sense, the Fed has its own swamp.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to leave you there, but let's take that vote for Kevin Warsh today. And I really appreciate you stopping by, Larry Kudlow. We'll speak with you next week, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much.